The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. They're totally free. freetalklive.com. We've been talking about Reddit that appears to have received at some point at least one, maybe more than one, national security letter. They removed the Warrant Canary from their yearly transparency report that they apparently released yesterday. And the story is actually over at the top of freetalklive.com as submitted and voted on by listeners like you. In this case, Liberty Evolution submitted the story. Thank you for that. Brought it to our attention. And we're discussing what exactly the National Security Letter is. How many of these National Security Letters that they're sending out are, in point of fact, by definition, not national security letters. And, by the way, with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
James.
And TJ the Spy.
And so, TJ, as you pointed out, the U.S. code is 100,000 pages.
Yes,
or
the, just
whatever.
The U.S. code. Now, the Code of Federal Regulations, it's an additional 40,000, and that's not the administrative regulations. So, like the DEA and the ATF, they have millions of pages of regulations and clarifications. So if you actually took all the documents the U.S. government produces that they want to use to regulate your life, you're easily talking 2 to 3 million pages. In fact, nobody really knows how many laws there are out there. There are just too darn many of them. And so, you know, that's one of the dangers is nobody, all of you out there who think you're good, you know, the
government
would never bother me. I'm a good Christian going. I go to church and I don't do anything. Well, you know what? You think that, but I guarantee you, any U.S. attorney, if they can't find at least 10 to 20 felonies to charge you with, maybe possession of a bald eagle feather, maybe you were digging for Indian artifacts on federal land, maybe you were picketing at the courthouse trying to influence a case, there are so many things out there that they can charge you with. Including interstate transportation of dentures is one of my favorite ones. You know, so I always use that as an example. But, yeah, it actually is a federal crime to transport dentures across state lines,
right,
if you're not a licensed dentist. So if my mom, when she was in South Carolina and I was in Illinois, she called me up and said, son, can you mail me my dentures? I left them at home. And I said, no, mom, the federal law. And she's, what are you talking about? And I sent her the text of the law.
Good thing you knew about that one.
I did. My attorney said, absolutely do not mail her dent. Don't use a common contract carrier, FedEx. Do not use the, for God's sakes, don't use the Postal Service, because that would be a separate crime. You know, you can't use the mail. You see, it's not only a crime to transport dentures, it's also illegal to use the mail to transport the dentures, because you cannot use the United States mail to commit a crime. That's mail fraud, so.
So what we were doing was looking at the actual U.S. code that is cited in at least one of these national security letters, not the one sent to Reddit. We don't know what that one says.
Yeah.
But the one sent to a man named Nick Merrill, who was working for some electronics communications provider and received one of these letters. And then ultimately there was a gag order lifted that he believed allowed him to reveal the letter. But I believe, is my interpretation here, that the letter he was sent wasn't legal, meaning that it wasn't by the law, the strictures of the actual U.S. code. It was just a letter. It wasn't a national security letter. It sounded like a national security letter. Mm-hmm. It looked like a national security letter. But in point of fact, it didn't
make the
qualifications.
Are you willing to risk your freedom in your house and your bank account, Ian, to test that theory?
Well, it's freedom's already being risked.
Right. By the way, for those of you who want to know, 18 U.S.C. 1821 is the transportation of dentures statute. It's a real scintillating read. Yeah, this is what I do with my free time. I actually do go through the United States Code and just find ridiculous laws and be like, wow, how could I violate this? But
So there's 2 points that I wanted to make and get your legal analysis on this, TJ. The first one was that the letters, according to the code that is cited in the letter, the person who wrote this letter, Marion Bowman, the senior counsel, National Security Affairs Office of the General Counsel, wrote this letter, cites section 2709B, and says, you know, hey, this is what I'm citing as the code that allows me to send you this letter.
Okay.
But the code actually says you have to be a Federal Bureau of Investigation director or a
deputy director or a special agent in charge. Yeah.
Or the designee who is a rank no lower than deputy assistant director.
Okay.
So your typical FBI agent cannot send one of these
correct.
National
security letters. It has to be a special agent in charge or a deputy director. And so,
and this person who is the senior counsel for the National Security Affairs Office of the General Counsel, is that a division of the FBI?
No, Office of General Counsel, they're a separate federal agency.
They're attorneys, right?
Yeah, they basically make sure the federal employees don't violate the law. So there's two agencies. If you're a federal employee, there are two agencies. You're about to have a very bad day if they ever make a visit to your little cubicle. One is the Office of the Inspector General. They investigate claims of fraud, waste, and abuse. So if an OIG special agent shows up at your desk, you are in big trouble. And that was always the fear at the NSA. It's like, please, God, don't let me steal some copy paper and or a government skillcraft pen and have them show up. The other is the Office of General Counsel, and they are basically lawyers and they have special agents, but their job is to make sure that no laws are violated and to make sure, like, all their rules. And, of course, it's funny because the government, they can do whatever they want. So
sure.
They'll have a rule that says we can't torture people, and then they'll have another rule that says we can torture people in these circumstances.
Well, as long as they don't call it torture.
It's called, it's enhanced interrogation techniques.
Yeah.
And, it's not a war. It's a limited armed incursion.
It's
or
not
it's
a hacking
armed
tool.
Police
it's
action.
A network investigative technique.
Technique, yes.
So here's point number two. So I think point number one, maybe you're right.
Let me just address it for more practical. Okay, Ian, you're absolutely correct. She is not legally allowed to issue a national security letter. How hard do you think it is for her to call up the special agent in charge at the local field office and get him to sign the exact same letter and mail it out to you?
Well,
boom.
They didn't do
now,
that. They didn't do that. They violated their own code. They just sent a letter that sounds like a threatening
letter.
And so
letter. The wrong person signed it, and so it's going to take an additional 24 hours to get the right person to sign it, and then you'll still have the same issue is, can the government compel you, even though you don't want to, turn over information about your customers?
Point number two. Is judicial review. There's supposed to be a section in the national security letter, according to Section D of 2709, Part 1, in general, a request under subsection B or a nondisclosure requirement imposed in connection with such request under subsection C shall be subject to judicial review under Section 3511. A request shall include notice of the availability of judicial review described in paragraph 1. That national security letter, the supposed national security letter that we were giving you excerpts from before, does not mention anything about you have the right to a judicial review of this. So therefore, again, it violates the code in two different ways.
Okay, and you know what? The whole government's going to implode now.
What I'm saying is that Nicholas Merrill, I believe, could have revealed this letter and not have actually violated it.
Well, it's going to take someone doing that,
And if I was Nick Merrill's lawyer, I would say, do you really want to risk a 5-year, 10-year jail sentence on the chance you're wrong? I mean, I think your interpretation of the law is correct, and I think this national security letter was not up to the letter of the law.
It makes me wonder how many of them are. How many of the thousands of these per year that they're sending out are actually up to
I mean, I would say it's our experience that it doesn't matter what the piece of paper says, like, the freedom of speech. But unless you actually stand up and say, I have that freedom, you don't have it. I mean, like, the Soviet...
And he didn't. He stood by and did what he was told to do.
The Soviet Constitution, they had the freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom of assembly. They had the right to privacy.
And by the way, the Soviet...
They had all kinds of rights
that didn't exist.
Well,
the same thing in East Germany. I love when I visited East Germany, I got to go to the Stasi headquarters. That was the East German secret police that spied on everybody in East Germany. And one of the things in the East German Constitution, all German citizens shall enjoy the right to privacy in their telephone communications. And guess who's... They had telephone taps on every single person's phone line. So that is the thing about the government. They can say whatever they want. The Bill of Rights, they're just words on a piece of paper. The you shall not be forced to incriminate yourself, that doesn't mean anything. If the government... If a police officer were to pull you over and you said, I don't want to talk to you, and he was able to break your kneecaps and get away with it... Guess what? You don't have the right to remain silent unless you're willing to have your kneecaps broken. Rights are only as strong, and that's the reason I say rights are like muscles. The reason
you have to exercise them, yeah.
Oh, actually. And I said, if you're a person out there, you're innocent. You get pulled over by the police, and you're like, okay, if the officer just wants to ask me, where am I going? Am I a U.S. citizen at the Border Patrol checkpoint? What's the harm in that? And I say, well... The problem is you get into the habit of just cooperating now when you don't have to. What happens when they want to start doing stuff that's truly wrong? How are you, you know, it's better to tell them no now so they get used to being told no. And, you know, that's
totally. The number that you can join us with is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Exercise your free speech.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9426. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9426. That's 1-800-939-9426.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, TJ the Spy will be telling us how the government is like a computer.
That's what you said you wanted to
talk about. Yes, I did.
Then. So we'll get into that. Plus, I want to let you know about FreedomsPhoenix.com. They're uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies every day at FreedomsPhoenix.com. You're provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. So go to FreedomsPhoenix.com, sign up for their free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. And we're sort of talking about the police state here and how it is that the government will try whatever it is they want to try, and most of the time they'll get away with whatever it is that they try to get away with until somebody stands up and says no, or until somebody stands up and points out what they're doing and says, hey, you can't do that.
Yeah.
So as long as they keep getting away with it, then they can do it. Yeah. Or as long as they pull it off.
The government is like a living organism. They have an immune system, and so the government has an immune system, and when it detects a threat, it knows how to react to it, but at the same time, it knows not to go too far. So a good example would be the Border Patrol checkpoint. If you're going through the Border Patrol checkpoint within 100 miles of a U.S. border or intercoastal waterway, and they say stop you and say, are you a U.S. citizen? Well, that's a question from a law enforcement officer. Those are law enforcement officers. They're asking you, are you a U.S. citizen?
And they're allowed to ask you any question they want.
And they are allowed to ask you any question they want. And you, under the Fifth Amendment, are free to say, I have nothing to say. In fact, my attorney has said not to say anything. In fact, I want to speak with my attorney. And they'll say, well, you have to answer us. Nope. Well, no, sir, I don't, because the law is very clear. I do not have to make any statements to you, period.
But they're allowed to lie, which is what
they're allowed. And so if you don't know that you have the right to tell them, now, of course, here's what they'll do. They have to decide, do we want to stop the line and really bust this guy's balls? Or do we want to just, you know, this guy obviously has no drugs. He's not here to, he's not transporting illegal aliens. And it really depends on the agent if they want to make your life miserable or not. So I totally understand. If you're on your with your family, your wife and kids, you got all your luggage in the trunk, you're heading out to California to enjoy your vacation, the last thing you want is to have your window broken or be put into secondary, detained for 12 hours. It's just easier for you to say, yes, sir, we're all U.S.
citizens. Of course, the easy path is always the path of least resistance.
And the thing is, they're not going to ask you to pull out your passports unless you have brown skin or look kind of hinky. You know, like, that's the thing is, how do you tell I'm a U.S. citizen? I'm white, but there are non-white U.S. citizens. I speak English, but that's not a requirement to be a U.S. citizen.
That's right.
Unless you force everybody to pull out their passport and prove that they're a U.S. citizen, there's really no point in asking. Can you imagine this? Oh, gosh darn it. I was a terrorist. I was going to blow up the Golden Gate Bridge, but officer, I'm here in this country illegally, and you caught me. And because you asked me if I'm a U.S. citizen, I can't lie, because 18 U.S.C. Section 1001 makes it a false statement to lie to one of you Border Patrol agents, and 18 U.S.C. Section 911 makes it a federal felony for me to impersonate a U.S. citizen. I'm here illegally. I'm here to blow up the Golden Gate Bridge. You caught me. No. A real terrorist, he's going to lie and say, I'm a U.S. citizen. And so really my concern is, if you have brown skin or speak a foreign language and you're near the border, the Border Patrol, they're going to harass you. If you say you're a U.S. citizen and you are, oh, well, you know, we might have to pull you over and frisk you and determine. And that's what the real purpose of these Border Patrol checkpoints are. They don't catch terrorists. They don't stop traffic or smuggling. What they catch are college kids with a joint. Or they, here's the other thing. If I'm transporting 50 kilos of cocaine in my trunk and I'm going through a Border Patrol checkpoint, I'm not going to be arguing with that guy. I'm going to say, yes, sir, I'm a U.S. citizen.
Sure.
And he's going to let me go. It's only if I'm totally clean and I have nothing illegal in my car, I will say, officer, I'm not answering your questions. And then I will get into a 10-hour...
Or not. Mark tried this. Our co-host, Mark Edge, who appears on Wednesdays and weekends here on Free Talk Live.
Oh, sir, you have to respond because of Section 317 gives us the authority. He's like, yes, it gives you the authority to ask us, and you are entitled to determine whether I'm a U.S. citizen.
The video is about 5 minutes long,
yeah.
So it really wasn't a particularly long detention. But you're right that it just all depends on the agents that you're dealing
with. Oh, they could have made it a six-hour ordeal if they wanted. And they're like, well, Mr. Edge, we don't know if you're really a U.S. citizen or not. We're going to have to do a little bit more investigation, and we're going to have to search through your car a little more. So, yeah. People, I totally understand if you don't want to be the kind of person who stands up to the bully and say, hey, I'm not doing what you tell me to, because you know what? The law says I don't have to. Not only am I morally right, I'm legally right. I don't have to talk to you, and I'm not going to. But they can also then seize your car and keep you for 6 to 12 hours while they investigate you. Right? So I understand why people take the path of least resistance. And I don't, like a lot of libertarians, they say, oh, you talked with the police. And I said, well, sometimes talking with the police is the easiest way to make them go away. If you want the police to go away, not talking with them, usually, I mean, the reason lawyers say don't talk to the police is because in experience, time and time again, if you talk to the police, you notice like the FBI agents, what kind of dog is that? How many miles you got in your cruiser out there? That has nothing to do with any investigation. The reason they're asking you those questions is because psychologically, if they can get you to answer one or two questions about where you grew up or, you like your wife, they're probing for weaknesses. And if they can get you to answer one question, then they get you to answer a second.
Sure, that's an old sales technique. If you get in sales, if you ask people questions that the response is yes, you answer.
Yeah, get the ball rolling on a yes.
Right.
So, I mean, and
then the next question is, would you like to buy the product or whatever?
Yeah, and that's why I was constantly jumping in front of the agent saying, agent, that's not relevant to a criminal investigation, and Ian has nothing to say unless his attorney's present. So, I mean, that's one of the things. You got to be like a robot. The government. It's very much like a computer system in the fact that they have these rules and they know how to get around the rules in spirit. So the rule will say, well, we can't question a suspect without his attorney being present once he's asked for it. But you know what? If we just tell everybody you're free to leave, then we don't have to read the Miranda warning to them. And then if they say something, however innocuous, innocently, we can use that against them. And believe me, they do. I mean, if you read I know on our show we advertise RATS, the guidebook on how to protect yourself from confidential informants and interesting things. The number of people who have been charged for crimes and they've been royally screwed by the police and they say, boy, the police officer was so nice. And I'm like, yes, of course. Police officers are smart.
Yeah.
Are you going to confess a crime to somebody who's mean to you or is, no, you're going to confess to somebody who's being nice.
And which is why they have the bad cop, good cop. So the bad cop's sort of badgering you and abusing you. And then the good cop looks like, Mr. Nice Guy in comparison.
Actually, believe it or not, and this is,
even though they're both trying to get you convicted of something.
One of the hardest things for a police officer to learn is when do you use the good cop and when do you use the bad cop. A lot of cops, they go straight for the bad cop, but generally what you want to do is you start off with the good cop routine because that builds rapport. And have you ever had a friend get angry with you all of a sudden? How do you feel on the inside? If you like somebody, you've built up a relationship, and then they're mad at you, you want to try to make them not angry. Well, for a police officer, the way to make them not angry is give them a confession. And that's why I always wonder, do police officers, when they're interrogating people, do they actually have genuine feelings of anger, or is it just like a routine for them?
Yeah.
Are they like, okay, I'm done being nice, now it's time to switch to anger. Oh, we've had 5 minutes of anger, let's switch back to being nice.
Well, we know some officers, it's their job to be duplicitous. I mean, they undercover officers, for instance, will act like they're your best friend, and then turns out they've been working against you the entire time.
And I know some of our listeners are police officers. I mean, that's not bad per se, that's just how they get confessions from guilty people. The problem comes when they're arresting people for transporting dentures across state lines, or if they're arresting people because they deposited $10,000 of cash into their bank in increments of, say, $5,000, violating the structuring laws, 31 Section 5322. A lot of these laws are very stupid. They don't hurt anybody.
Allows you to join us here at 855-453, your experience with the police and questioning or whatever's on your mind. Free talk.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's buysellmakeoffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because buysellmakeoffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, buysellmakeoffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com and tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you there. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, well, then you can AMP Free Talk Live over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and it's $5 a month, which is all you have to spend to help us get on more radio stations, to help spread the message of liberty as far and as wide as possible. And we can do that, again, for just $5 a month from you. And we combine it together with others, and it allows us to effectively market the show and again, spread the show to new stations, new satellite signals, and new internet connections, and more. Go and get the details and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and the AMP-only Facebook group. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. TJ, I know there was somewhere you wanted to go, but I didn't take a note on
I was going to talk about come this campaign election season.
Oh, there's some sort of discrimination going on.
Yes, somebody...
Against Trump voters, right?
Yes. Basically, there's a piece in the GJ Sentinel that basically said, for rent, downtown apartment, two bedrooms, includes organic garden space, hot tub, and so forth. If voting for Donald Trump, do not call. And
interesting.
And a lot of people started calling this person saying, you're violating the Fair Housing and Standard Acts, which basically means if you own a piece of land and you're renting as a landlord, you can't discriminate on the basis of race, religion,
sexual orientation?
I'm not sure if sexual orientation has been included in the civil rights amendments.
Okay.
But I know one thing that's not protected is your political affiliation.
That's interesting.
In most states, it is perfect. Under federal law, it is perfectly legal. If you have made a contribution to a Democrat or Republican, you can say you're fired. You can say I'm not voting or I'm not renting this house to you. You can say I'm not doing business with you. It is perfectly legal to discriminate against people based on their political party. And that's one of the things I caution people about when they donate to political campaigns. And one of the reasons I donated to Daryl W. Perry's campaign for president.
That's our co-host.
That's our co-host, and he's running for president. And he's breaking federal campaign election laws. He is not keeping records of his donors. So if someone, you know, I gave him $5. And he did not take my...
Wait a minute. I believe he's only taking Bitcoin and other crypto, like Bitcoin, silver...
Well, we're trying to... I'm trying to help him violate as many laws as possible.
So wait, he accepted cash from you?
You know what? If it helps him break another law, I'll give him $5 in cash.
So yes. You didn't give him $5?
I gave him $5 in Bitcoin.
Okay, just wanted to be clear on that, because Daryl has told me he is refusing to accept Federal Reserve notes for his campaign. So that's why I was surprised when you said that.
Yeah, but you can actually go to FEC.gov and you can type in a name and see who that person's given money to. And so if you're going to give money, if you're the kind of person who values your privacy, if you're going to donate to a political campaign, you should do it through a proxy. I mean, that's illegal to do that. I can't give $100 to James for James to then give that to, say, Bernie Sanders.
You can't give him an instruction to do that. But if you were to give him $100 and then he were to to give it to Bernie
Sanders. Yes, I mean, and that's the thing about the law. The reason these laws are dumb is there are so many ways to get around them and prove I didn't violate the law. So a good example.
Now, James, you need to use that $100 to go and rent videos at Blockbuster Video.
You can't donate it to Bernie Sanders in any way,
right.
Even though I'm a...
But of course, money's fungible, so you don't know if the $100 that you gave to him is the same $100 that he ends up giving to Daryl W. Perry or Bernie Sanders or whoever.
And, you know, the same thing with federal firearms law. So it would be illegal for James to pay me for me to go out and buy a gun for him because I don't have an FFL. I don't have the government permission slip. As long as I get the government permission slip, it's fine. But if I were to buy a gun for myself... And I said, you know, after a day, I'm like, I don't like this gun. James, do you want to buy this gun off my hands? I don't want it anymore. And then he were to pay me. Then it would be perfectly legal.
Mm-hmm.
Because now I didn't buy the gun for the purpose of transferring it to him. I bought the gun for me. And I just happened to not like it. And I sold him. Now, how many times can you do this before the ATF says, no, you're actually in a business of selling guns.
Yeah.
You need the permission slip. And we're arresting you for 18 U.S.C. Section 926.
Is there a number of times?
No,
like I know with car dealers in a lot of
states,
five or six in per year, and you're a dealer, not a just.
It's
someone's.
When they decide they don't like you.
Yes. I mean, one of the things if you're you have to be careful if you're an activist. You can criticize the government, or you can tap dance around the law, but you can't do both. If you're the kind of person who likes to irritate the government and get up in their craw, but you also like to sell firearms, you're going to be in a lot of trouble if they say, well, you know, you sold 7 guns in the course of a month, and you bought them for yourself, held on to them for a day, and then sold them to a third party. You clearly were not intending to hold on to them for yourselves. A lot of these laws, they require what's called mens rea or guilty mind. They have to the jury has to believe in your mind you intended
you had
to break
the
law.
Yeah. Knowingly.
So a good example, structuring, Title 31, Section 5324. If you own your own cash, you've paid your taxes, it's not drug money or mafia hitman money, it's your own legal money, $10,000 in cash. If you go into the TD Bank and put that $10,000 in cash, that's no big deal. They'll fill out a one-page form to the IRS. And nothing
called
more.
A currency transaction
report to the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network up in Detroit. And they never look at these forms. The only time they
how many thousands per day do they receive?
They file about 17 million a year, and 99% of them, literally over 99%, are on innocent people who are just wanting to buy
business. If you've got a high-end business.
Or your grocery store. You know,
right.
like Walmart. If they go to the bank and they put like $20,000 of gross receipts
every day.
Every day they fill out a CTR. So it's not illegal to put $10,000 of cash into the bank. It's illegal to break it up into amounts smaller than $10,000
to avoid
that filing
CTR.
Of the form. And so Dennis Hassert is a textbook case example. Dennis Hassert was the former Speaker of the House. He was paying some hush money to somebody, and it's not illegal to pay hush money.
someone was accusing him of allegedly molesting a child when he was a high school wrestling coach. And again,
it's not illegal to blackmail someone?
Well, it's not illegal. I mean, blackmail is, you know, that's kind of, I mean, it's a very, what is blackmail? But it's not illegal to pay hush money. If I, you know, look,
Ian, so to be the blackmail victim is not illegal.
No,
but to, okay.
I mean, look, Ian, if you had a secret on me and you said, look, TJ, you know, I really need help here. Can you give me $5,000 a month? And I say, yes, that is my right to say, yeah, look, if you don't tell everybody the secrets I've told you, in general, there, I'm sure there might be some things the government could come up with, obstruction of justice charges or something. If you withheld information, it's called misprison of a felony. But the general rule is, yeah, it's not illegal to pay hush money. Dennis Hastert got in trouble. He paid his hush money in $9,000 increments.
So to avoid the
CTR filings. And that is a crime. That's called structuring.
Yeah, but how much trouble did he get into? Isn't he a politician or something?
No, he's in jail now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He got indicted. Oh, wow. He's now in jail.
So if you want to join us here, so you said 17 million cash transactions?
CTRs every year.
That's 46,000
plus. And they're going up exponentially because of inflation. So $10,000 in 1986 when this law was passed is not $10,000 today. So every year more and more of these forms are being filed. And eventually it's going to be where if you want to buy a cup of coffee at McDonald's for $15,000, they're going to have to fill out a currency transaction report on you unless they raise the limit. But, I mean, here's the question. If it's my money, it's not been stolen. It's not been taxed. It's my money. I've earned it legally. Why can't I put $5,000 into my checking account today and $5,000 next week? I mean, that's not against the law unless my intent was to avoid a CTR, in which case it's a very serious federal felony. And, I mean, I can understand if I was also a drug dealer or a mafioso or a cartel member. That I could understand if you were indicting me for structuring. But structuring for the, you know, saying you didn't put the money in the bank the way we wanted you to put it into the bank, that is utterly silly.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. In other news, since we're talking about ridiculous laws, Zen Magnets has gotten 90% of the way toward victory. Now, Zen Magnets, for those of you who don't know.
Are those the things we have here in the studio?
Yes, they are.
Oh, good. I'm holding them up.
Balls. You're holding them up right now, TJ the Spy. The Zen Magnets was the only company left standing after the CPSC, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, issued basically a diktat saying that everyone manufacturing these little magnetic balls that you can make neat little sculptures out of needs to take them off the market. It, no matter what their warnings were, because some children might swallow them. We'll tell you the latest in the Zen Magnets case coming up.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon. Through saveatpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks on Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free and join us at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Zen Magnets! TJ has them in his hands right now. You're showing them to the close-up camera, but unfortunately it's not working tonight.
Oh, okay.
So we only have the wide shot tonight due to some upgrades.
Tell me how the Consumer Product Safety Commission is protecting me from these evil, awful little neodymium magnets here.
Well, a while back, they went after the multiple manufacturers of these. There was another company whose name I'm spacing out on. It was much more popular than Zen Magnets, and I don't.
Oh well, it's not important. Just
sorry about that, James. Let me try that again. Go ahead.
Was it Buckyballs?
That was it, Buckyballs. And so, like the colored ones. So the ones you're handling, TJ, are silver magnets. These tiny little balls, very very small. And that's Zen Magnets. The colored ones are the Buckyballs brand. And Zen Magnets also does the colored balls.
And tell me now why I can't have these, because some parents
some
can't.
Some child could, and I suppose an adult could as well, swallow two of those balls. If you swallow one and then another one later, then as they pass through your intestines, they may link together in your intestines, thereby sticking in the intestines and causing some sort of serious damage.
Yes.
So this has apparently happened at some point. Now, there's no evidence that the person who ate these magnets or persons who ate the magnets were eating Zen Magnets. There's no evidence of that.
Yeah.
But further, the Zen Magnets was the only company who challenged the ruling by the CPSC. They had all kinds of ridiculous warnings, and I think I still have the box for them where you can actually see how many warnings there were that were put on this product. Like, warnings to the point of ridiculousness.
Yes.
And, in fact, the judge mentions how absurd the warnings are, but points out that there was no shortage of warnings plastered all over this product, making it clear this is not a toy for children. This is an adult office, you know, doodad, basically.
Yes.
This is something that adults
use. You think about something like bleach. If the CPSC had their way, we wouldn't be allowed to have bleach in our homes.
Someone could drink the bleach.
Because a child could drink the bleach.
You put it in your eyes. Not a good idea, kids.
And why does the Consumer Product Safety Commission, I thought, these are amazing little toys. I love playing with them.
They're fun.
And they're not illegal. It's not a criminal offense to possess them. It's only a criminal offense to sell them in interstate commerce.
Right. So Zen Magnets, here's their website, zenmagnets.com. Their latest post came up a couple days ago. Actually, Shihan Q is the founder of Zen Magnets, and we actually had the pleasure of meeting him at a Bitcoin conference in, I think it was San Jose, a few years ago. He was walking around with a sign advertising that he would take Bitcoin for his magnet sets, and we ended up having him on the show, and he kind of told us about what was going on with his case. And so this has been in the works for a number of years.
And so after spending several $100,000 on an attorney to go into court in front of the men's in robe and argue, hey, what's the ruling?
They said it couldn't be done. We knew the odds were small, but on principle alone, we had to try. With the support of many, we have won. The outcome of our December 2014 spent in court in D.C. has landed strongly in our favor. To what degree have we won? Well, here's a little bit more about that. Quote, this is regarding the defects in the magnets. Quote, proper use of Zen magnets and Neo balls create no exposure to danger whatsoever, unquote. This is from the court ruling. It was found that Zen magnets are not defective under Section 16 CFR 1115.4 and are not substantial product hazards under the CPSA. The CPSC presented absolutely no evidence that separation alone creates any threat to any individual. Additionally, these small rare earth magnets, SREMs, are not violative of some ASTM code F963 when they're sold with proper warnings, like ours, and to people 14 years or older. Regarding warnings, remember when the CPSC argued that no warnings could ever be effective for magnet spheres? Well, the judge found that all of the versions of the warnings used by Zen are effective and do not contain a, quote, fault, flaw, or irregularity which causes a weakness, failure, or inadequacy. This includes the warnings that went viral on Reddit and the ones that referred to the CPSC as grumpy. Quote, although respondent acted tongue-in-cheek, the warnings are nonetheless clear. The products are dangerous if swallowed and require immediate medical attention. And given respondents' blatant warnings on the product's packaging and website, ingestion certainly constitutes misuse. Unquote from the judge.
I mean, here's what I'd like to point out. Why does the government get to decide for me what risks I can take with my little play toys? I mean, as an engineer, I have a lot of dangerous play toys. High-power lasers, guns, things that could kill people.
Especially if you put them in the hands of a small child.
Yes. And, you know, here's the thing. Why does the government feel this incessant need to protect me from having fun? If I want to have these magnets around in my house, I can have them. I mean, they're perfectly legal to own. You just can't sell them in interstate commerce. So I like to point out, the EPA is a government terrorist organization. Every time I go to the bathroom, I have to, you know, bring the plunger because that 1.6 gallon per flush rule, it's illegal to sell a toilet in the United States in interstate commerce that uses more than 1.6 gallons per flush if it's for a home residence. Why on God's green earth does the government get to tell you how much water your toilet can use? And more importantly,
well, they're trying to save the earth.
No. Well, if you have to flush five times and then use the plunger because it won't go down. Every time I go to a hotel and I see those eco toilets, I just go, oh, please help me. I have to go to the gas station and use those commercial blowout toilets. And
those things are awesome.
Yeah, I mean, they use 3 gallons per flush. They go whoosh. You can flush a butterball ham down them. Here, I mean, it's just. It's embarrassing. I'm always embarrassing myself at my friend's house. I'm going to, like, I've clogged your toilet again.
Right.
And it's just because 1.6 gallons is not enough. I want a toilet. In fact, I mean, this is what's frustrating is these agencies, they're making our lives worse. My washing machine doesn't work. My dishwasher leaves my dishes spotty.
You just don't care about kids, TJ. You just want them
to die. Or the environment. Yeah, I just want kids to... I mean, this... The government... Why is... we need to protect you. Well... Okay, why don't you ban cigarettes? Oh, we're okay with that. See, the government's okay if you kill yourself.
Well,
you just got to do it slowly enough.
And this raises the question of a lot of times when there's some sort of government
prohibition on a product or regulations on a certain line of products, it is usually designed to benefit certain businesses who've been in for a while, right?
Yeah.
So, like, cigarette companies are insulated from
the
being
FDA.
Shut down completely, and they're also insulated from new competition by, you know, new upstarts in the
yeah.
business by all these FDA regulations. But that begs the question here is, who are they really protecting? Because it's not like they're allowing some other manufacturer to go on manufacturing these tiny little magnetic balls. So, who is it that benefits from the CPSC yeah. ban? And further, and it's my understanding, TJ, that Zen Magnets, even though they've had this pretty big victory so far, is still not yet legally allowed to sell the magnets.
So, oh, I'm sure some other government agency is going to throw a hissy fit over this.
They're still moving through this process. Let me give you more information, though, about this. Regarding the utility of the magnets, writes ZenMagnets.com, despite the greatest internet outcry the agency's ever received, the CPSC always assumed that magnet spheres had no significant utility. They ignored the nationwide polls, which they should have conducted and paid for in the first place, and decided they knew better than the American public consensus. Boyd Edwards, the professor of physics at USU, was essential in documenting the educational aspects, and there's a full report that he made. The administrative law judge concluded that, quote, the utility is indeed high, and further, that the usefulness outweighs the risk of injury associated with the product. The judge agreed that, quote, no other medium can replicate the unique spherical and magnetic properties of the SREMs, which again is something about, I forget what it stands for, or rare earth magnets. That's
yes.
what it says, spherical rare earth magnets. Regarding injuries, quote, the agency was unable to sufficiently and credibly correlate any SREM injuries directly to Zen magnets or NeoBalls. The lack of credible evidence here is telling, said the judge. And further, the CPSC's elephant in the room, that easily disproven yet commonly repeated by the media, CPSC injury estimate of 2,900 magnet set ingestions from 2009 to 2013, the judge found, quote, these numbers are insignificant to show any specific identifiable population, particularly given the mass amount of magnets purchased and already on the market.
I'm going to go one step further. I'm going to give the CPSC, these things kill 1,000 children a year. I'm just going to, that's not true, but suppose they did. You know what? That is your choice as a parent. If you keep these things around and you know the risks, they're well documented,
yep.
and you choose to keep a gun in your house, you know the risks. So why should you spoil? I mean, this is what's frustrating about the government. 999 people can use something responsibly, be it alcohol, cannabis, spherical earth magnets. One person, one dumb person, comes along, hurts themselves. They screw it up for the other 999.
There ought to be a law.
Every time someone says there ought to be a law, a libertarian sheds a tear.
Let's continue here, and you can join us if you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, apparently there's some sort of mandatory recall here, and so Zen Magnets is going to cover that. Like, what are they doing with that? We'll share that with you, and you can join us and bring up what you want. Hour 3 is next. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.